I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis. As we continue our journey through the Easter time, continue that celebration of our Christ, our Lord, who has come to save us. And as we continue this time of Easter, that we grow in our recognition of our own life, our own need to follow Jesus, and our own need to see the great wondrous works of our Lord and Savior in our world, most especially shown in his resurrection. Today is Bright Tuesday, the Tuesday of Easter week, and we will begin our meditation with the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 8 to 10. In him we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The grace has abounded beyond measure in us in all wisdom and prudence, so that he may make known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. And this is good pleasure he proposed in him, to be dispensed in the fullness of the times, to be re-established in all things in Christ, both those in the heavens and those on the earth. The canons of the Council of Trullo write, "For an entire week, from the sacred day of the resurrection of Christ our God until the next Lord's Day, in every holy church the faithful must be free from work. Instead, they should praise Christ with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. They should celebrate the feast and devote themselves to the reading of sacred scriptures and participating in the sacred liturgies. In such a way, we will be glorified with Christ and rise together with him." As we continue this week, Bright Week, it is one long, continuous celebration of the Easter resurrection. And it shows that for the amount of time that we spend in Lent in sorrow of our sins, we spend an even greater time rejoicing over our redemption, rejoicing over our salvation. This shows indeed the focus of our church. While it recognizes our sinfulness, the focus is indeed on what the future lies in store for us, the future shown to us in the glorification and the resurrection of our Lord. And now, we are called to share that joy with others, to proclaim Christ's resurrection in our liturgies, in our prayers, in our words, to show to the world that Christ indeed has risen and lives among us, to direct them also to the source of our joy, to invite them to come and rejoice with us. Now is the time for us to begin to proclaim to the world Christ's resurrection, to proclaim to the world that it indeed has been redeemed through the blood of Christ, that it has indeed been made holy. Christ has come to save us, to, as St. Paul says, sum all things up in Christ in heaven and on earth. And in Christ's resurrection, heaven and earth have been rejoined. That which is separated is no longer apart. It has become one in Christ and through Christ. So let us now devote this time to focusing upon the scriptures, reading the scriptures about the resurrection, reading the scriptures about what that resurrection meant in the life of the apostles, and contemplating even more in our own lives, what does that resurrection mean to us, and in what way now will we live our life differently, knowing that Christ has forgiven our sins, Christ has given us a new life, and in that way indeed, and yet another opportunity to turn our life towards him, to follow him, and to be reborn, to come back from the dead in him. And we will conclude with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.